Hello, my name is Mark Lynch, and I'm adding my voice to the ever-growing community of what is going on with Facebook and their new Facebook graph search. Well, my thoughts on it are, first off, seems like a good idea. Seems to be bringing something new to the table that the likes of Google searches seem to have missed out on. But obviously, my main concern will be about the privacy, because when you use something that is free, when you use any service that is free, you don't get it for free. No matter, you don't hand over money for it, but by putting your personal data and personal information into a system, you give them full rights to use that data. So my interest in this is, it is a very interesting idea. I like the idea that I can only search for a restaurant or photos of a specific place from my friends list, which is a fantastic idea. I will grant them that. I like the idea. I think it really helps people get around the internet that little bit better. You know, takes the time, or gives them the time back instead of taking it away from them trying to find that one photo of Aoife in Marrakesh, because they remember seeing it. But how is that data being used? How is that being restreamed? How are they dealing with the privacy and that? Obviously, they're dealing with it in according to their privacy settings, as they have said. But with what happens when they change their privacy settings, as they have done in the past, and not allowing people the option of opting out, like they did with the timelines or whatnot? So, my one question will be to Facebook, if they ever do listen to this, is my privacy really private? Or is my privacy still being sold? This is one concern I've always had, and it's always left me on the outside of Facebook. It's never really brought me in, so that's one reason why I find myself using Facebook less and less these days. I'm using other means of communication to get in contact with friends, and they're using those same streams of communication. But, you know, I still look at Facebook, and I still go on it once or twice a day, maybe, or as little as once or twice a week. So these Facebook searches are really, really can't wait to see how it's been dealt with. But I'm leaving a certain sense of protected optimism about them. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again, guys.